proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about the life of Joseph, the son of Jacob. In this session, we'll see how he showed a sensitivity to sin. The author of Psalm 119 penned these words, quote, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee," that is to say, against God, unquote. The Bible narrative did not indicate that Joseph had any access to scriptures, or that the written word of God even existed during his lifetime. Yet one of his most important personality characteristics was his sensitivity to sin. During his time as a servant in the house of Potiphar, Joseph faced continual importunity to commit fornication. The author of Genesis 39 recorded how, quote, "His, Joseph's master's wife, laid her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, 'Lie with me,'" unquote. Joseph spurned her proposition. He told her that Potiphar had entrusted him with everything in the house, except for his, Potiphar's spouse. To violate that confidence would comprise great wickedness against his master. Joseph also asked Potiphar's wife, quote, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" unquote. Having sexual relations with the wife of Potiphar would constitute sin, not only against Potiphar, but against God as well. Joseph acknowledged that sin consisted of offending God. David recognized the truth of that axiom. In the 51st Psalm, he expressed his contrition over his adulterous relationship with Bathsheba. He told God on that occasion, quote, "Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight," unquote. Now, David had certainly sinned against other parties. He sinned against Bathsheba herself. He sinned against her husband Uriah. He sinned against his own subjects. And he sinned against himself. However, the Bible narrative never depicted him as asking forgiveness for many of the people he had sinned against. This did not mean that David regarded his transgressions against them as unimportant. Rather, it reflected his understanding that, first and foremost, he had offended God. Joseph might have sought to remind Potiphar's wife that God existed, a God before whom she and Joseph would have to give an account of their behavior. If that were his motive, he did not succeed. Potiphar's wife continued to importune him, even going so far as to detain him by grabbing his coat. Joseph responded by leaving his outer garment with her and fleeing the scene. Years later, Paul would advise his protege Timothy, quote, "Flee youthful lusts," unquote. Joseph did that very thing when he ran away from Potiphar's wife, rather than yield to her advances. Joseph got into trouble for his reaction. Potiphar's wife falsely accused him of attempted rape. Her husband, as the captain of Pharaoh's guard, could have had Joseph executed. Instead, he sent Joseph to prison, possibly as a way of appeasing his wife's wrath. Sometimes, doing the right thing does not immediately lead to beneficial results. Joseph was confronted with the temptation to sin and rejected it. His attitude resulted in him suffering adverse consequences. Yet he did not let his experiences in this matter embitter him, as we'll see in future sessions. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.